When we were kids, we'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit our granny in her antebellum world. Well, we'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song, and one day we caught ourselves a squirrel.
We stuffed that squirrel in an old shoebox and punched a couple of holes in the top, and when Sunday came, we snuck him into church. We were sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to our good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was...
But the fact that something was among us was plain to see.
As the choir sang "I Surrender All," that squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and shouted, "Something's got a hold on me!"
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Well, as Harv hit the aisles, dancing and screaming,
some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon.
And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the limbs. Well, as he fell to his knees to plead and beg, that squirrel ran out of his britches leg, unobserved, to the other side of the room.
He came all the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who was watching all the commotion with sadistic glee.
But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garter and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame.
She talked of gossip and church dissension,
but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life.
And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot.
And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got baptized whether we needed it or not.
Well, you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the wonders that God has wrought in this old world. But the one we'll remember till our dying day
is how he put that church back on the narrow way
with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Yeah, they were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.